Hi, Monica.
Who's this?
Hi, Monica. Sorry, my name is Jaden. I'm calling today in regards to an ink we left about the Roundup lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up and see how you were doing.
Lawsuit? What lawsuit?
So this is in regards to the hair relaxer products. Sorry, the hair
Oh,
relaxer
okay. I've been
lawsuit.
using yeah, I've
I'm
been
so
using
sorry.
that for years, so maybe
Sorry about that.
I don't know how long it. I don't know how to. I don't know what's the dates on that. But I was incarcerated, and that's when I found out I had ovarian cancer. But the cancer cells. But that was
Oh, I'm
about
so
like
sorry.
that was about years ago though. But and like you guys just came out with this right here. So like I don't know if it still counts. I was incarcerated though.
Do you know, did you use the hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
The last 20 years, yeah.
Okay, and I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for the attorneys and quality assurance. When
Yeah,
did you?
at the end of the day, I grew up using like not grew up using it, but ever since my daughter was little, I've been using it. I used it before. I always put relaxers in my hair. I'm African American, so I don't like
Gotcha.
the too nappiness, so I always have used it just to make it straight. So yeah, I've
Okay.
been using it probably since I was probably like 17 years old.
Oh,
I
wow.
stopped, here and there. I'll stop here and there and just let my hair, get some air and da da da. Because sometimes it'll pull your hair out too, and at the end of the day, it's like sometimes my hair will grow, sometimes my hair won't. But
Wow.
yeah, so I'm a person that does use, but I, you know, here and there, yeah, but yeah,
Oh,
since
okay.
I've since I've yeah,
So you've been using it since you were about 17, you said?
about 17 years old. Yep,
Using since
when you're old enough to do your
17.
own hair,
Got you. On and off. And then
yeah.
when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer, if I may ask?
I had 2000. I was incarcerated 2003 and 2000 to 2007. So them 4 years right there, I was incarcerated at Albion Correctional Facility. I was talking between 2000. Oh, 2000. Actually got to Albion about 2004.
Okay.
So about 2004, probably 2005.
2005, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Yeah, but if you guys want to do the the check, you guys can. It was Albion Correctional Facility, and my name is Monica Young, and yeah, I don't know if they have the record still, but they should still though.
Okay, no worries. And then again, so 2005, what was your age at that time?
I'm 47 right now, so let's
About 21 years
say
ago?
something like that.
Oh wait, no, not 21. That's less
No,
than 21. Sorry.
yeah,
So you
less
were
than 21. I'm
47?
18. Yeah, I'm 47 now, so.
Just one second. I'll do the math.
But like I said, I've been using it since I was about 17, 18 years old, so.
Got you. Okay. Wait, okay, so you said you're 47 right now? I'm sorry. I was taken.
Yes.
And then you were diagnosed in 2005.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. I think this is fine. I mean, I have to make sure the year is okay, but the age should be fine.
Okay.
Is
All
there a way
right.
I can I put you on hold really quick?
Yes, you can.
And you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2005. And did you use hair
Hair
relaxer?
relaxers.
And
Yeah,
yeah,
perms. You talking about perms, right? Yeah.
got you. Okay, I'll be right back. Let me ask. Just one second.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
Okay. So I think, do you know what state are you living in right now?
New York.
New York. Okay. I think we could be able to. Okay. I think this should be okay. Just one second. Yeah, perfect. I'm gonna go forward with asking you a few questions about your experience. It shouldn't take too long. Again, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
I do.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Perfect.
When you see things on TV, you don't believe everything because, you got a lot of scams going on and you got people that, ask you for your social security number and all that stuff. And, so I just don't trust a lot of things.
I get that.
I live by myself and everything, so I don't know if anything's true or not, but yeah, since I was, yeah, I've been using it. And it's crazy because my daughter just relaxed her hair by like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
She really did.
Just like be careful. Just yeah, be careful how like
I
concentrated
know,
you
but I
get.
did tell her. I did tell her, I said, listen, do you hear
Yeah.
what's on TV? Because I stopped for a little while because, me, I just, my hair goes fast, but I just don't like it to be too kinky. And then you can't do a lot with our type of hair, you know what I mean?
I see. It's
But,
like
you know what I
super
mean?
curly.
So,
You have really
yeah,
curly hair.
no, it's, yeah. So
Okay.
it's never really, really, really straight. You'll get like the waves, but it's not really straight. So to get it straight, yeah, people
I
do
see.
use
So.
over like relaxers, but yeah.
Okay. Got you. I mean, yeah. If you did use the product, again, there is. I'm very, very sorry that you experienced a side effect after. I mean, as effective as it is, though.
And it's crazy because it could have came from that. Like years ago, me not knowing this is the result, end result. Like later on, years later on, you might, this is what you get from relaxers. And if we know this beforehand,
Yeah.
I'm quite sure a lot of people would not use
Oh
relaxers.
yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. I would
But yeah, I
definitely
was wondering
want.
where it came from because, I don't think that you could just get cancer just like that. My cousin, he just passed away a couple weeks ago from cancer, and it comes from also not eating correct too. So,
Oh, I'm
he
so
never
sorry.
drank or smoked or anything like that. He's a guy, so he never permed his hair, but yeah. And it's crazy that you can get, yeah. So I had
Yeah.
cancerous cells and they froze them. They went in and they froze them, but they said they can come back. They can appear back, I guess. I'm not sure, but yeah, I did get them froze. And something like that. I don't know what type of, that goes or however, but yeah.
How long ago
And
was your
I've
last
been
treatment?
trying. My last treatment was, well, I got 2000, just before I got released, 2006. So they
Okay.
did do a checkup just to make sure I was okay. And then they just told me just to follow up with my doctor. And I don't like needles, but she hasn't said anything since, but yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, okay. I mean, I
And
would
it
just
is
be
kind of hard for me
thankful
to have a
that I was
baby,
able.
too, so. Yeah, I've been
Oh.
trying to have a child since then, so maybe that's
Oh,
probably a
wow.
part of the reason why.
I'm not really sure about the connection through that. I do know certain amount of uses. If you use hair relaxer for a year, you could get per certain types of cancers. I'm not sure about the birth defects though.
Right. No, yeah, I've been using them since I was about, like I said, 17, 18
Yeah,
years
I was
old.
gonna
Yep.
say it's been a while. And then do you
Yeah.
I just have to ask for the attorneys. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I didn't do anything. Nobody called me about anything.
Okay, perfect. And I'm glad we were able to get in touch with you. And then you said you were the one that used the hair straightening chemicals or hair relaxers within the last 20 years, correct?
Yes.
And after using it, you were diagnosed with a type of ovarian cancer, correct?
Yeah.
Was it and did you have any subtypes of it? Endometrioid adenocarcinoma,
All right, because that name sounds familiar, endometrioid, and I don't know what that means. I didn't graduate, but not to say that I'm stupid, but I don't
Sure.
know if it was endometrioid, but it's like I said, if you guys want to look up the records, if you guys want to know before you do anything, it's Albion Correctional Facility.
Okay. I was gonna say I don't know
And
most of these either. It's just if any of these ring a bell, just let me know. If these sound like what you were treated for, just let me know. I do have ovarian cancer down though.
yeah, it was, oh yeah, ovarian cancer. Yep, it was ovarian though.
And we would be filing this claim for yourself, correct, if we were to file one?
If you, yeah, for myself.
And then what was the, to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis of the ovarian cancer?
Well, when I went for a checkup, because when you're in prison, you go, I guess they, annually check every all the females, here and there, So it was like a, it was a, went to the checkup, went to go get a checkup. And, I was called down to the, I was actually called down to the nurse. A couple people called down to the nurse, and then I guess that's what they found or something like that. Yeah, in my, so I don't know. But yeah, so like they made an
I see.
appointment while I was still in prison. And they got it taken care of. They like they did what they did then. They did a treatment on me. Like it was a big machine, and it was actually freaking cold.
Oh.
And so at the end of the day, it was just like yeah, I don't know, but yeah.
Okay.
So I guess they must have found that when I was in when I got locked
And
up in prison.
that took place in 2005. Do you know what the date was?
No,
Or
I
like
do
the month
not.
or month and date? Okay.
It
Yeah, there
was
was a date.
let me see if it was. It could have been like fall. Fall 2005,
I can put
2006, something like
like
that.
October of that.
Okay, something
October.
like that. But yeah, it was in Albion, though. I know it was in Albion. I was incarcerated 2003 to 2007. So it's between those years, yep. Five and six, yep. Because I came home in seven.
Gotcha. And so, do you know the name of the diagnosing doctor?
The who? The doctor?
Yes, the doctor that would have diagnosed
No.
you.
I'll be on correctional facility. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the address of the hospital that you're diagnosed at?
It was they do it at their facility. You go to the doctors in their facility. We didn't go to an outside hospital.
Okay, just one second.
It was done at the facility.
Okay, so you were diagnosed at you were diagnosed in prison.
Yeah.
Let me double check. We should be able to. That should be fine. I mean, as long as you still have the diagnosis, you still used it, we should be okay. Shoot, let's.
Yeah.
Let me just double
I mean,
check.
if I not to say that it's a good thing to go to prison, but if I wouldn't have got when I went to prison, I don't go to the doctor normally, so it's a good thing that I
Of
did
course.
kind of go to prison because they found they did these, they do the checkups and yada yada for them, and they found that out. I would have never known.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, so I guess it is kind of good and bad. I mean, I'm very sorry that you had to spend time
Yeah.
there though, but that is, and it's good that you were taken care of while you were there. I just have to
Yeah.
confirm, we should be fine. So sorry. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
That's okay, huh?
We should be good to go. But I just have to confirm just 'cause and do you have the address of where you were treated at or diagnosed at?
I'll be on correctional facility, and that is upstate New York. It's I don't know the address. Like I said, I was there last time I was there was 2007.
Gotcha, got yeah,
So
well,
never
good.
trying to
Yeah, I would have
revisit
never
that
guessed it.
place.
Nope.
But yeah, I forgot what road it is, but I'll be on
Albion.
correctional facility.
I
Yeah,
have
I'll be
the
Albion.
perfect.
And it should pop up. Yeah.
I have the address as 3595 State School Road, Albion, New
I was
York,
gonna say
54
something
one.
school. I was gonna say something school roll, but that's it. Say
Perfect.
school roll.
Awesome. All right, there you go.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna put you on a brief. I'm going to put you on a brief hold and then just confirm that this is going to work for us, and then I will be right back, okay? But I was able to find this facility, so we can move forward. I just want to double check, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Just one second. Okay, perfect. So we are good to go as long as we have the facility. Our attorneys will reach out to them and see if they can obtain the records. As far as name and everything like that, that's or name of doctor, that's all okay. The attorneys will handle that. I'm just gonna
Okay,
get
so how would I know, like, 'cause you know, a lot of people call me, I don't know, how would I
So I
know if
will. I'll provide. Well, okay. So if they call you and they can't reach you, if you don't answer, they'll leave like a voicemail, so you'll be able to call that number directly back. It should come through from an 888 number, though. I just have to confirm
Okay.
which law firm we're going to be sending you to, and then we will
Okay.
go from there. Okay. The diagnosing
All right, so
doctor
a
name, we're
triple.
just going to bypass. Sorry, what?
All right, so a tripling, a triple, triple eight number, right? 1-888
Most
number is going to be coming from because I don't
likely.
answer a lot of numbers. A lot of them are spams.
I completely understand. And if they do, they're going to leave you a voicemail so you can hear their voice and hear who's reaching out to you, and then they'll give you a number to call back directly.
Okay.
And then I have to ask, do you live, currently live, or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxer or of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
4 times within a single year. Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie to you, 'cause it, you know,
It's okay.
I, you know, when you're young like that, it's just like you just want to keep your hair looking nice. You want to
Of
blend
course.
in, and you don't want nobody talking about you. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
No, I get that. And I mean, that is a requirement. You do have to use it for a good amount, so that's, I mean,
Right, every three
that's
weeks. It's
perfect.
like every 3 weeks. If you know, start to get kinky again, you want to like touch it up, and then you know, so like every 4 weeks, you will want to have to. If you keep really, yeah, just every 4 weeks, you have to do it.
Gotcha. And so on average, how many times per year would you say that you used hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Probably like I'm gonna give or take. Let me see, because I'll probably skip a month or probably skip a couple weeks. You know, probably me forgetting or not having no money to go get another relaxer. So
Gotcha.
I'll say about like, a little over 15 times.
Okay. And then I have to confirm actually. So the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year, that has to be I think I want to make sure if it's prior to your. Just 1 second. I'm so sorry about that. And then I just have to confirm. So you weren't, you wouldn't have been using it 1 year, right? 1 year right before you were diagnosed, correct? Or would you think you were using it a year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, I've been using it because I didn't know that till I
Oh yeah.
got to prison. So
Okay,
like I
perfect.
when I went to the doctor in Albion, that's when I kind of like I was like, what's that? And I even asked her, what is that? And I asked her where it comes from, and she said, you know, female something something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But when I was in Albion, that's when I discovered that I had it. But prior to that, I think I had just relaxed my hair. And you know, you can get relaxers too when you're in prison too. People do. You can get your hair straightened in prison too. So, you know what I mean? But yeah. Yep. So within that span of time, yeah, I sure did.
And then wait, and then okay.
If she
Again, just 1 second. Sorry, I was just confirming something with my underwriter. If
Okay.
you did say, well, actually, hold on, just 1 second. I'm sorry. And then you did use it at least once before 2003, correct? Okay, awesome. Yeah, okay, so we should be good to go. There's like a it's a weird statute of limitation we have to follow. I just have to confirm these things with you. Thank you for taking the time. We should be good to go though. You were using it in 2004 and then right before and then you went to jail and you weren't using it in jail, but you were using it right before, correct?
Right before, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And how many times per year you said around? Maybe around 15 times per year. Got you
Oh,
looking
14 or
nice.
15 times, yeah, because I'm the type of person that, like I said, I'm the type of person that don't want my hair to get nappy. I didn't want it to show down, so I mean, I didn't want that curl, so I wanted
I
to be
got you.
straight. I always wanted it to be a little bit, like a couple inches longer, so if you relax your hair, it does become as straight and it's a little bit longer, so you do get that couple inches before it shrivels up.
Got
But
you.
yeah.
So yeah, it was okay. And so a good amount of. And then I did put around 15 times per year. Would that be okay? 14, 15?
Yep.
Perfect.
I was a relaxer queen.
Got you. Got you. And you are a resident of the United States currently, correct?
Yes, I am.
And then I have the facility you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer at was 3595 State School Road, Albion, New York, 14411 Albion Correctional Facility.
Yes.
And so would you say that you used Roundup from 2003 to 2005?
That's what you call that, Roundup?
Oh, I'm so sorry, not Roundup. I'm so sorry, hair relaxer.
Oh, I was gonna say, what's Roundup? Isn't that like
I'm so sorry about that. Different
a
lawsuit. Very
what'd
sorry.
you say now?
Would you say that you used hair relaxer from around 2003 to 2005?
2003 to 2005. I did it before. I did it just before I was incarcerated. So 2003, yes. And I was diagnosed about 2005, 2006, yes.
She was diagnosed around 2005 and 2006, and so you were using it to 2005.
No, up until 2003.
Okay, so
I was incarcerated. I got incarcerated in 2003, so I used it just before that. So 2003.
you used it.
2003 to two, yeah, so 2003 to 2007, I was incarcerated, so I didn't turn my hair when I was incarcerated. So the 4 years
Okay.
I did, when I came home, I did.
Gotcha.
I came home. As soon as I came home, I did, because you got an afro, you can't do too much there, So when I came home in 2007, I did. I did again. I was using it again, even though I had, even though that I went to the doctors there, but I still was using it when I came home, though. Because I figured
Gotcha.
that, I don't know, the machine, whatever they did, the treatment that they did in Albion, I figured that, okay, so whatever she did, she froze the cancerous cells or whatever, but yeah, the ovarian cancer cells, yeah. So I did use it again at 2000 when I came home in 2007, but 2003 to 2007, I didn't use it because I was incarcerated. So those 4 years, I was incarcerated, but before that and after that, yeah.
Got you. And then, okay, perfect. Thank you for laying this out. I'm just going to send this all to my underwear. So, did not use from 2003 to 2007 and was diagnosed in 2005 or 6.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I will be able to tell you right now if we can use it. Most. Okay, so as of right now, I don't think so. If you did use it, if you stopped using it in 2003, but you were diagnosed in 2005, the statute of limitation we have to follow for New York would be that you would have to use it in 2004. So if you're diagnosed in 2005 or 6, you would have to use it for a full year right before your diagnosis. So if you were in prison at the time, I don't know if you would be able to qualify to. Was
But I
there
used it
like
just before that, though.
You used it in 2003, correct?
Yeah, I used it in 2003.
Got you. But then you were diagnosed in 2005 or 6. So you weren't able to use it in 2004, correct?
No, I didn't use it in 2004, no.
Okay, she's using 2003. Okay, so what I
Doesn't
have
work.
is, I don't think so. I'm not yet. I mean, if there's anything we can change, I will reach back out to you, but as of right now, I don't think so. Just give me one second. I'm still looking. I don't
Yeah,
want
because
to.
that would be, that's crazy.
I know. I this. Yeah. I'm really, really sorry. I'm new to this one. I'm new to the statute of limitations on this case. So if I'm still learning this one, I did not know that it would be cut off that soon. Let me. Just one second.
Okay.
Yeah, so if it was if you were diagnosed in 2005 or 6, you would have to use it from 2003 or 2004 until you were diagnosed. So if
Okay, then I Well, I used it 2003.
Got you.
I used it 2003, and I didn't get up to date until 2004. Yeah, 2003. I did use it in 2003.
Got you. Yeah, and then so from 2003 to 2000, or until diagnose, or yeah, basically until diagnosis, it would have had to been. So you would have had to been using it while incarcerated. It looks, and yeah, if again, if anything does change just for your circumstances, I can reach back out to you. I'll send you a text from my
I
direct
hope
line, okay?
so. I hope so, because that would be great.
Sorry?
I hope so, because that would be great.
Of course, yeah. I mean, and again, I'm really, really sorry. I thought we would be able to qualify you. It's just the years that are coming up. If anything does
Okay,
change,
so
though, I can
that's the
reach.
limit. It has to be from 2003 to 2000. It has to start. It has to be from 2003 and on, or 2005.
She good? Oh wait, okay, wait. I think we should be okay. Just one second. Hold on. Okay, so you actually, I think we should be fine. If you said you used it at least 2 years before, correct?
I
Or
used it
you.
years before. I sure did years before. More than 2 years before, but
And
2003 was, I got in trouble, so.
I get that, yeah. And that's okay. So, and the facility is all good. We just have to figure out the years here. I think it should be fine. I mean, as long as you use it 2 years before, I was just told it should be okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go through
Yeah,
with it
so
if it gets
hopefully if
pushed
I
back.
show the facility and check it out,
Sorry?
then it'll be great. Yeah, the facility, yeah. We need those records from
Gotcha.
the Albion.
Gotcha. And then just one second. Should I? I'm just gonna ask one more thing. So sorry, just one second. We should be good to go, though. That should be okay.
Okay, that's great. That's
And then
great.
I just have to make a new document, and then we're gonna move from there, okay? Just
Okay.
one second.
All right.
Okay, and then I'm just going to load some of the old info on here. This is going to take 1 second, and then we're going to move forward with our intake. Yes. And then again, so you were diagnosed in 2005.
Yeah, about
The
2005.
we don't have the doctor's name, but we do have the facility.
Yeah, it's
And then
some of these doctors, so it's like you never know which one you're gonna get, I guess. I don't know, but yeah, whatever one's working that day or whatever, you already have that load, but she was a female though.
okay, perfect. And
But I don't like the guy, so you get an option, a guy or a lady, so.
oh, I see. And I was going to say the name should be on all your records, so we should be good to
Yep, it
go.
should be on the paperwork.
You are
And
not diagnosed.
I think they gave me some medicine too. Like, I went back to the butcher, the nurse, to get some medicine too for something, I don't know, but yeah, because it was kind of painful.
Got you. And again, you weren't diagnosed or live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No, I wasn't.
And did you use hair relaxer or any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? And on average, you said you used it maybe around 15 times per year.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to read back the facility I have that you were diagnosed at. We're just going to move forward with the intake from here. I have the Albion Correctional Facility, 3595 State School Road, Albion, New York, 14411.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Just one second. And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
And then can I have your date of birth, please?
4/29/77.
0429.
1977.
1975.
1977.
It keeps cutting off at the very end. I'll turn it up on my, or I'll turn up my mic just 1 second. And then you said that was 1979?
1977.
1977. Okay, sorry. And have you, were you ever diagnosed with a type of breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And do you have any referrals, friends, family, loved ones that also used hair relaxer or had a similar experience?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have their name and, or just first name?
My daughter's name is Diamond Vincent.
Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond.
And then Vincent.
Yep, Vincent.
And was she also diagnosed with a type of ovarian, or not endometrial? Let me see. Ovarian, endometrial, actually, or uterine cancer?
I'm not sure. I don't think so, but you can ask her though, because she knows. She probably, a lot of girls probably don't want their parents knowing a lot of things, so.
I understand. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'll reach out to her. I'll say, like an online inquiry or something. Do you have
Okay.
like a phone number or anything? Or is there like an email we can reach her at? Yeah,
At
or any
her?
like in.
Okay, I
Or yeah.
could give her. I could. Her phone number is in my. It's 607.
607.
245.
245.
245. 1 second. 9468.
9468. Okay, perfect. And then, or honestly, if you want, I can provide you my personal number. Would you want her to reach out to us if that's easier?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. But I do have Diamond Vincent. Do you know anyone else in the family or friends, coworkers, neighbors, anyone else that would have been affected also by hair relaxer?
I don't know if anybody else was affected, but I don't even know if she was either. But you, like I said, you could call in, and find out. But I don't want to give, people's names, because there's a lot of people that I know that's still using them hair relaxers. There's a lot of people that don't listen,
I
but.
got you.
I'm gonna find out, and then I'll see if it's okay if I can just give their name.
That's
And
perfectly
if I
okay.
get a call back or something like that, I'll just, oh, I have them go on. I don't know how you do it, but I'll have them,
That's totally okay. And I'll send you a text for my personal number, so if anything comes up, you can just give that to them directly and
Oh,
they can
that's
call me.
great. That's good.
And then, so I only have your daughter for a potential referral. And then next, we're gonna go over some product information. How old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
I'm probably 17. 17.
Perfect. And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
New York.
Perfect. And then what, or approximately what year did you start using hair relaxer?
What year? I don't know what year.
1980, 1990.
The year, I was 17 years old, so I'm 47 now. Let me see. No, not no more. So yeah, before 90, because I had my daughter in 95. So before that, let's say
So
about
I
this.
got you. Plus
Wait, hold
17, I
on,
have
hold on.
94. Oh, sorry.
No, 92.
Oh, okay. I got you. 92.
Yep, my
Perfect.
little brother was born in 93, 92.
Okay. I was close. I have you started using hair relaxer in around 1992, and then to the best of your knowledge, or if you still use it, that's okay. When did you stop using hair relaxer?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, here and there, off and on, I might just throw a short look in there just to, get the roots to, be a
No
little
worries.
looser, but
No
not
worries.
too much no more, because my hair, it became thin.
Okay, got you. And so you still use it occasionally, but not nowhere near as much as how much before.
Right, no.
And then how often did you apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, less than 4 times per year? Probably not less.
Not weekly. It was probably like, I'd say every other month.
Okay.
I give it every other month because I was, sometimes I was able to keep my hair okay, and then,
Got
instead
you.
of it being too thin, it was kind of like a little thick, just right to where it looks like a full set of hair.
So maybe
But
about 4 times per year?
4 times per year? No, more than 4 times a year. You
Okay,
got 12
got you.
months. I say about like, haha. What am I like? About nine times a year.
Okay, got you. I'll put perfect. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer for?
Let's 30 plus.
Sorry?
30 plus.
30 plus consecutive years.
Yep.
Got you. And did you ever receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home. Oh, both. Yeah, both. I did go
Okay.
to the beauty salon a couple times, and she did it.
And where did you purchase, if it was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Probably CVS. CVS. Yeah, CVS or Sally's.
Sally's.
CVS or Sally's, yeah.
Perfect. And if the process was done professionally, do you have the name of the salon?
Oh, it was at Miracles Beauty Salon, because she's been standing for about 30 years. She's on Main Street in Binghamton. I don't know the address, but it's Main Street, Binghamton, New York. It's called Miracles Beauty Salon.
Awesome. Miracle Beauty Salon, 157 Main Street, Binghamton, New
Yep.
York.
Yep.
Awesome. Perfect. I'll just throw this down for the attorneys. They won't reach out to them or anything. They just want to know where you've done it professionally and
Okay, because I just don't want her to get in trouble. Because
No,
it's a beauty salon, so they do stuff like that on a daily basis, you know.
of course. Of course, yeah. They're not going to reach out to them or sue them directly. They're obviously suing the products they were using, but it's good to know
Right.
where you got it done at, if it was done professionally.
Yeah.
And you
Yep,
do sometimes
professional. I
use
was at
hair.
Miracle.
Sorry?
Excuse me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No worries. I was just gonna say you do currently use hair relaxer products sometimes.
Yeah.
And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I don't.
No worries.
Actually, if you would have called me before that, I would have probably would have saved it.
No worries. If
Because
your daughter has any.
I usually save. I don't need the whole thing, so I usually save them in the container, and I'll probably put them in like the freezer so it can freeze and stay good for the next one. And I
Got
can't
you.
do so. Like, I don't need a whole one. Just need a little bit. I have a small head.
I see. Yeah, if you do have any in the future, if your daughter has any, that's just hold on to them. Do you know
Okay.
which brand name products you've
You got
used?
dark hair. And then you have olive oil, chocolate oil, and then just for me.
I have Dark
And
and
then I also
Lovely
have
ORS olive oil.
olive oil one, and then you have oh, I use African Pride too, African Pride, and you got just for me.
Just for me, Dark and Lovely, African Pride, ORS, olive oil. Any other ones?
Yeah, this is called the short look. It's by Lusters. Called a short look. So like any one that I could get my hand on that's right there, I'll grab it real quick. This is where you're in a
Got
rush to
you.
go to a party and that stuff like that. Yeah.
Got
Those are
you.
all the ones that I use. And then I just narrowed it down to like African Pride. It was olive oil at one point, but then it became African Pride, and then it's just for me, and then it's just whatever my money could buy. Like the cheapest or closest is probably like $375 for. And that's for the just for me.
Perfect. And then I have, I'm just gonna read off the ones I have. Dark and Lovely, Just For Me, ORS, Olive Oil, African Pride. Was there another one that I'm missing?
Oh, the short look by Lusters Pink Lotion.
What was it called?
It's called Short Look.
Short
Short
Look.
Touch or Short Look.
Got you.
Now that's
Short
supposed to
Look.
have like no lie in it or something like that. That's
Okay.
the one that has supposed to have like no lie in it, so that's
Supposed to
why
be
I
like
kind
the
of switched.
healthiest.
Yeah, so that's kind of why I switched to that
Okay.
one.
And that's the one that you currently use.
Yeah.
And then do you know the time frame or how many years you used each one? So how many years you use Dark and Lovely, Just For Me, ORS, African Pride, Short Look?
Certain ones no. Certain ones no, but I know just for me is always just for like that's for more like kids, so I don't know. I can't give you that. I can't give you
Since
that exact.
17?
Excuse me?
Maybe since 17 or just a few years.
17, at 17 I had used, which one did I use first? I don't even know which one I used first. I can't remember which one I used first,
No
but
worries. And then
all
for.
those are they're still the same ones that I would use, like still to this day. If,
Gotcha.
yeah.
Uses still. And then I'll just put uses on some of them. And then short look you still use, correct?
Yep.
Uses still. You were saying that
Because
one
it's
was the
supposed to have no
healthiest.
lie in it, so.
Got
Anyway.
you. And then did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product?
I don't know because I didn't realize that I didn't know I had it until 2005.
Got you. And,
So
okay,
I
and
don't
you started
know.
using it a lot, like maybe around the 90s.
Yeah.
Got you. And then have there been periods of hair relaxer where use was stopped? You said yes, correct? And then when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxer and your ovarian cancer diagnosis?
I didn't. I still don't know if it's linked. I don't know. But
Okay.
it could be. I don't know if it is. It's just, it could be. I don't know. I just hope that, it's really not. But if it is, then that's not cool. I mean,
Of
it's,
course.
I feel like we should just be warned about side effects and what can happen years later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So had, like I said, had I known that, if we've known what we know now, what we know then, I probably wouldn't have used it. Because I don't want no ovarian cancer, no.
Of
I'm only
course.
47 years old. I have one child and I have two grandkids. I do want another child. So,
No.
you know.
Of course. And yeah, it's just scary to go through. And the people that we represent strongly believe that the products they released back then and even now were way too concentrated and have way too many chemicals that they didn't tell people about when they were purchasing them. So
Right.
that's exactly where this case came from. If that's how you feel, that's exactly we understand. I will
Yeah.
put, but you said you didn't know about it too much until recently.
No, I didn't know about it until 2005. I didn't
Okay,
know
you
that I
didn't.
had that, but then I'm still not thinking that I don't know, I even know if that, because like I said, I asked the doctor, I asked him, where does this come from? Because I'm a person that doesn't go to the hospital for anything. I don't get sick. And when I do, it's like I do home remedies. I get lemon, mint leaves, ginger, and stuff like that. So when you have things that I want to know where it came from. And I forgot what she said, but I can, and I didn't even, at that time, have no phones or computers in prison. So when I came home, I didn't really think to really look it up or nothing like that to see possibilities and all that stuff. But I know she did say, so then, something for set of women, something, I don't know.
Understand. If and again, if I'm very, very sorry. I'll put that you're still learning about it, and I mean that you were told about it could be like a it could be there could be warnings about it, or there it could be dangerous for you, but you didn't really know too much about the current link in the lawsuit going on. But you were diagnosed a little bit ago.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, I just. Yeah, I don't
And then
know.
if just to ask for when they had when they were treating you at the Albion Correctional Facility Center, do you know what type of treatment they gave you?
Oh, I had to lay on the bed, and it's like I forgot what type of machine. It was like a machine. If you ask me, it looked like some type of air balloon machine. It was that tall, and it was a tube that they inserted in me, and it was about for about like half an hour.
To hurt. Was there any chemotherapy, anything like that?
No.
And this was for treatment for the ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
Got you. Was there any, and then you said there was antibiotics they gave you as well?
They gave me some type of medicine. I don't remember, but I didn't get it anymore though. Only when I was at the facility. When I was released, I just did like a follow-up with my doctor. And at that, I don't know who I was. I think I went to mental health, and what doctor I had, I'm not sure what doctor I had back then when I came home. But I did a follow up, and I don't even remember. I don't remember. It's just so many years ago. I just don't remember.
I understand. Again, we're going to try to pull as many records as we can. For right now, I said you were hooked up to a machine that inserted a tube for treatment, as well as a type of antibiotic medicine when you were released. She also had follow-up visits after her initial surgery or initial procedure.
What'd you say? Sorry about
After
that.
your initial, so you were hooked up to a machine that inserted a tube into you for treatment, as well as a
Yeah.
type of antibiotic or medicine that was issued after you were released, and then
Yeah.
you had follow-up visits after your initial procedure.
Yeah, I went back to her probably like a month or two, that same doctor, because I was still in there until 2007. So I don't know how many times I went back and saw her, but went back and saw her and whatever. But when I came home, I didn't, I don't know. My doctor didn't give me anything, so
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you, and but you went back to see that the doctor at Albion a few times?
No, I'm not
You
going
went
back
to go
to
see.
Albion. My
Okay.
regular doctor, no, my regular doctor. So she would have said something if anything. I don't know, unless she takes some blood work or something like that. But like I said, I rarely go to the doctor, so I don't like needles, and I just don't. I don't know.
And then where was the follow-up visits at for this?
I don't remember what doctor I had, but it was in Bingham. It was in Binghamton. Wasn't it? When I came home, I was living in Binghamton. I was
And
staying
then
at the YWCA, and then the doctor. I don't know which one did I go to. Main Street, 303 Main Street. I'm not sure if I went to 303 Main Street.
Do you know the name
being
of the hospital?
Lord's. It's the Lord's Clinic.
Lord's Clinic.
Lord's Family. It's a family clinic. It's Lord's Family Clinic or something like that. It's on 303 Main Street in Binghamton.
Okay. Lord's Primary Care, Main Street. Are they permanently
closed by you? Oh, are they? I'm not sure because I live in Endicott now. Endicott, New York. I live in Endicott, about like 5-6 miles away. So my provider right now, her name is Melissa Skiatis. She's UHS.
Has she done any follow-ups or any checkups for
the? She could have. I've been with her for a long time. She could have, and I know sometimes she gets on me about taking 2 years to come back and see her and this and the third. And like I said, if I don't get sick, I don't go see her because, you know, it's just like a waste. I let them see people that really need to be seen and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay. I see. And then, yeah, I'm not sure if this is still open or not. Okay. I mean, we do have the initial one, so we'll reach out to that one.
Yeah.
And so the Lord's Primary Care, that was where you got a few checkups afterwards or back in
2007? Yeah. 2007, 2008.
Yep. And when was the last time you were there?
At Primary Care, probably a couple years ago.
A couple years ago. To the best of your knowledge, what year?
Yeah. A couple years ago.
Like 2015, 2018, 2020?
Probably 2020.
Okay.
2018. Yeah.
I'll put it down here just in case that you received checkups from there. And then just 1 second. I just want to put down as much information as we can so we can gather as much from the doctors.
Okay.
Just 1 second.
Right. I could use a lawsuit right about now. I'm a little tired of walking.
I got you.
My legs hurt.
No,
I had
no
a car,
worries.
But the transmission. Yeah, I had a car, but my transmission went, so.
Oh, no. How long ago did that happen?
So, I just... Oh, it happened about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So, it's kind of hard for me to get back and forth to my dogs. I have two dogs, and they live in Johnson City, and I live in Endicott. So, where I live at, I can't have them. Well, I can have one, but I can't have both, so... I'm trying to figure out something to do with the other one. And I had a big apartment maybe, but yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's hard. I really hope this can help in any way.
Okay.
So, I was going to read off the Lord's Primary Care for you. I have Lord's Primary Care, Main Street, 303 Main Street, Binghamton, New York, 13905. This is where you had a few follow-ups after your initial procedure.
Yeah.
And, did you have any pre-existing conditions or any injuries before being diagnosed?
No.
No worries. Perfect. And then
Nope.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Female. Perfect. And then can I have your height and weight? This next part is just for medical purposes.
I'm about 5'5". I'm 5'5", right?
Yeah.
5'5". About 5'5".
5'5". Got you.
Yeah.
5'5", and then weight at time of diagnosis, if you remember, or to the best of your knowledge.
I probably was like 115.
115.
Because I'm a small person.
Got you. And then can I have your first, middle, and last name?
Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, D.
D.
As in dog. I'm not a dog, though, but yeah. And last name is Young, Y-O-U-N-G.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. And what is your current profession?
Well, I'm a home care provider. I've worked, here and there, seasonal, so.
Perfect.
I'm out of work right now because I got no car to get back and forth. I work out of town.
No worries. I do have home care provider as of right now for profession.
Okay. And I just received disability. I have torn ligaments, so I can't do too much.
Oh, wow. Okay. I completely understand. We don't ask for part or full time. We just have to ask for it's information about you. This next part is for HIPAA purposes, for any medical documents we may need. Do you have the last four of your social?
Okay. Now, I don't like to give out my social, but the last four, I could give you the last four, 1818.
1818. Yeah, that's totally fine. And again, if the attorneys reach out to you and they request the full thing, would that be okay? Like when during the introductory call, if they were to reach out to you, or if they had to like request it through like a document or like submit it somewhere, would that be okay for them?
Yeah, that'll be all right, kind of all right. I just don't like giving it over the phone and stuff like I said,
Yep.
it's a lot of scamming going on and people with the numbers and that. And I already got a red flag on my social anyway, so like
Oh.
I'm real leery with that.
I completely understand. And again, thank you so much for we just asked for the last four for this part. Next, do you have any health insurance coverage? It's okay if not.
I have Medicaid.
Medicaid, and then okay, that's all I'll put. We're not going to ask for group number, for policy number. Can I have your email address?
MOMO 321 321 5474 at Gmail.
And I'm just going to read this off
Okay.
to you. I have Momo 321 5474 at gmail.com.
Yep.
And then the phone number I'm going to put on file is the same number we're speaking on, that's 607-370-0767.
Yep.
Okay, and that is at a mobile or a home phone?
That's a mobile.
Perfect. And then can I have your home address? We won't be mailing you anything, or we might have to mail, the attorneys will be mailing you like information on
Okay.
your case, but nothing like spam or anything like that.
Okay, I hope I really, really qualify for this right, because I mean, like I said, it's a sad situation that, you got things that you think that you're using to, maybe just to
Yeah.
look better here and there sometimes, and then it's really hurting you. So
Yeah.
it's that's really not good.
And
So
again,
yeah,
if
my yeah.
Oh.
My address is 322
322.
West Franklin Street, apartment 1W.
Is that Endicott?
Yeah, Endicott, New York.
Okay. And again, you do qualify for our program. The attorneys will be able to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. So as soon as they get in
Okay.
touch with you, they'll probably just go over everything we went over today. And then from
Okay. Do I
there,
have to
they'll
go to
begin
court?
your.
Do I have to go to
No,
court or
they're
something?
not going to ask you to appear.
Okay.
They're not going to ask you to appear or anything like that.
Okay. All
They're
right.
good. No worries around that one. And then I just have
Okay.
to ask, do you have any documentary to support your date of diagnosis?
No, because I don't have the Albion, like I said, it's prison stuff, and I like to keep that past behind me in the past. So, no, when I got released, I don't have my release papers. I think I just, and I would have had them, but I just got a new apartment. I used to live at 312 Grant, but we had a rainstorm a couple months ago, and they didn't complete the roof on top of the building, so it kind of caved in the third and second floor, which I was living on the second floor. So I've been living there for about 5 6 years, so we had
Okay.
to, like, six tenants just had to move because a lot of things
Oh,
that got
jeez.
wet and damaged, so I don't
I was gonna
have
say, yeah. Did they
barely
like water
any
through the ceiling?
paperwork. Yeah,
Dang.
the ceiling had fell, the chimney it fell that same night because it rained that whole night. It kept raining, it stopped, and then it rained again, stopped raining again. It was a real bad storm.
Did you have to
So
leave like immediately or?
yeah, Red Cross came and assisted us with
Oh
some
my gosh.
help, and they came in hotels and everything, but and we had to go to DS to get extra help. We had to find a place
Jeez.
within 30 days. So I was at a hotel for about 30 days.
Oh
And I
wow.
but thank God that I found one right within the 30 days, like the last day of the month I did. So I just moved here to West Franklin. But yeah,
Oh
so I
wow.
have really a lot of stuff got wet and brown and everything. So I was just upset. A lot of pictures, furniture, a lot of stuff got damaged. So I have another. I just gotta. Yeah, I don't have a lot. I don't have anything.
I completely understand, and that's okay. We're gonna try to get most of it from the Albion. Wait, let me see.
Yeah,
Yeah, the Albion
Albion,
Fred
and then
Trust.
like I said, the doctor's office. If I did do a checkup or follow up with them on Main Street or UHS, either one. But Albion is where everything happens.
Okay. Albion is where everything happened.
Albion is where everything happens.
And I do. Okay. And then so for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you? It's okay for either.
No, nobody lives with me.
Okay. And then for
Just my
them, I
dog.
just
I'm
need.
trying to get my dog, but yeah, no, nobody lives with me.
Oh.
But emergency, I would get my mother, but And I don't know her new phone number. She's kind of mad at me, so she's
Okay.
just kind of like not talking to me. But my daughter,
You can put a daughter, close friend, relative. I just need their first name, phone number, and relationship to you.
okay. She's a very, very, very close friend. I've known her for about like 30 years plus.
Perfect.
Besides my
Close.
daughter, her name is Carolyn Lopez.
Carolyn Lopez. And then what was the phone number?
347.
347.
321.
321.
I'm oh three 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 four seven three two one oh five oh five wait oh 3 4 7 3 2 1 oh 5 6 3.
Perfect. I'm just going to read
Yep,
you
that
off
should be her phone number.
So I'm just going to read you off Carolyn's information. We have Carolyn Lopez at 347-321-0563. That's your close friend.
Yes,
Okay, just
30 years plus.
perfect. Just one second. And then I'm just going to fill everything out and then I'm going to get these documents over to you. Just one second, okay?
Okay. And she's another one too. I don't know if I think she just relaxed her hair too. She's Puerto Rican, but still and all, she's her too. You can actually give her a call. I'm going to call her after I hang up with you, and I'm going to let her know.
Okay, that
I
just
just
again.
came from seeing her too. So, like, she's with the wigs. Take this one off, put that one on, take another one, cut her hair short, let it grow, cut it short, does this, does that. And she's Puerto Rican, don't need no relaxer either. She really
Gotcha.
doesn't.
Does she use it?
Yeah, she uses it
Oh
sometimes.
no. Oh
I was living with her. I was living with her before my incarceration. I was living with her for about 3 years. And yeah, I've seen her
Okay.
use it. I think she used it on her daughter too. Because her daughter got, like, as part African American hair, so it's kind of kinky kinky to where she don't like to deal with it.
Are either of them being affected as of right now, or is anyone being,
Excuse me?
are either of them being affected in any way? Or
Wait, I
like,
can't hear you.
do either of them, like, have either been affected by any type of
I
cancers
don't
after
know.
using it?
I don't know, but I do know that she does do chemo right now, and I don't know. I know she does have cancer, but it could be from that. She doesn't even know. So
Okay.
yeah, we was incarcerated about the same time. Around the same time, 2003 to
Interesting.
2007. She came home probably like a couple weeks before me. Yep. I'm gonna call her when we hang up though, and I'm gonna let her know to answer the phone. I don't know if you're gonna, are you gonna be the one to call her personally? Because I can let her know your name.
I can reach out. I can
Yeah,
reach
because
out
I can
to
let
her,
her know
yeah.
your name. I can let her know your name, and then I can let her know, when you call and say your name to talk to you.
And then I will, yeah, it'll come from an, I can reach out to her from a 949 number right after this call if you wanted me to.
Okay.
I have the number already, so if you want, I can just give her a call and see if she's been affected or if her daughter was affected in any way.
Yep, I'll give her a call before you know. I'll tell her you're gonna call her.
Again, I'm really, really sorry this is taking forever. I'm just trying to figure out how to get these over
That's
to you.
okay.
Just
Take your
one.
time because I want you to do it right.
Yeah.
Everything, I want you to do everything right,
I
and
know, I don't
that's it,
want
and
to
that's
pre-respond
all.
or anything.
Okay.
And then just one second.
Okay. Same thing.
Again, I'm still here. Just one second while I fill these out.
Okay. Same thing. Thank you.
Again, I'm very, very sorry this is taking forever. I might have messed up somewhere, so I'm just correcting everything and making sure everything is accurate to what you told me. If I have to let you, yeah, this should be taken care of in like 5 minutes. I'm very, very sorry.
All
Okay, so those might have gone through. Just let me know if those went through.
Oh, you see an email? What am I
Either
seeing?
email or text message.
Oh, Jaden from, that's you? Park Street
Yes.
in Port. Okay, I got
One
you.
second though. Before you sign, just one second, okay? Can I put you on a brief hold?
Okay.
Just one second.
Okay. Okay, continue. Now, let's start to begin. Okay, so, oh, that's small.
Okay, we should be good to go. Are you able to access those documents?
Now, yeah, so all the yellow marks, all the yellow with the arrows into my sign.
Yes, so that's gonna yeah, you're able to get through.
Yeah.
That's gonna be if anything on there is incorrect or if anything is misspelled, just let me know and I can resend the documents as far as
Okay.
addresses, date of births,
I can just initial
sorry.
it. I can initial it, right?
Yeah, you can initial it, sign, try to sign.
Okay. I'll leave it. Okay. Now the next one I'm doing is next one too. So I'm walking the street and trying to
No, you're good. You're good. That's fine. Take your time. No rush. If you have any questions about anything, just let me know.
Okay, finish. Okay, so what it did was it took the signature that I had and it just went to each one. I think you're
Yeah.
done signing. Continue.
Okay, if it says, yeah,
I didn't
okay.
sign my life away, right? You didn't make me sign my life away, right?
No, if you, not at all. This just says that we will be able to represent you. We have access to any medical records that would relate to the hair relaxer injury. Again, if you want to print that away or print that out, you can.
It
Let
went
me,
through already. I pressed continue. I signed everything.
okay, yeah, you can swipe out of there if you want. If you want to print that out, you can. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to come from a 949 number. So if you have any questions for me before the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach out. As soon as the
Okay.
attorneys get a hold of you, though, they're pretty much going to take it from here, so I won't be very useful from there. But if you do have
Okay.
any questions, before then, just
No, I
let me
don't.
know.
And it was good talking to you today, but like I said, though, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing, you know, because
Yeah.
like, you know, you got people that's not fortunate with straight hair and then it's trying to just look different ways. Not so much look different ways, but
Yeah.
more manageable, you know, but
Of
know
course.
that you can get sick from it. It's not good. I
No,
would
and
never say that.
it's
So.
nothing on the consumer too. It's all the producer and they're not telling you that this could have or this could potentially happen from using their
Right. And I
product.
feel
It's
like they
nothing to
shouldn't
do
be,
with you.
making it anymore. They really
Yeah,
shouldn't make them
it's
anymore.
no. They shouldn't sell to the public and before they do sell it, they should test it, you know, and make sure that it does pass
Or like,
all
you know,
health
yeah,
guidelines.
or like you said too, let people know so it's an option. It's their option. It's their
Of
choice,
course.
rather. It's their choice. You know what I mean? So like, yeah. So
And as
I was like left with no choice if that's the, yeah, but yeah, that's not good.
yeah, as the consumer that really has it's not your fault at all. It's really on them. And it's good that you were able to take the time to at least want to file a claim. And we did spend an hour on the phone, so I do thank you for speaking with me.
Yes,
And again,
and I look
I'm just
forward
sorry
to.
that you had to go through that, especially in where you were at the time. That's hard to go through.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of think like that's probably like a reason why my hair's not really growing back because it was past my shoulders, and you know, it's like it hasn't grown back that much since. and I
Oh,
haven't
wow.
gotten it cut. So maybe that could be the reason why too. Like it's really damaging.
Gotcha.
Versus it's doing good to you. It's really damaging.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you look good probably for a little bit, but oh, in time, I mean,
Right.
and it definitely shouldn't. It definitely shouldn't have side effects
Right.
over time, but it's just terrible.
All right. So thank you so much, and I'm going to call my friend and let her know that you're going to call. Give her a call, and
Oh
then I
yeah,
look
okay.
forward to hearing from lawyers. Okay.
I'll reach out to her soon, and then again, if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll send you a text from personal number.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.